RV Community Radio 96.5 FM welcome you to new episodes of Your Stories, Our Community. We will be interviewing people from a diverse range of backgrounds and life experiences from around the Harvey area. 12 current volunteer Harvey Community Radio announcers will conduct the interviews, and station manager Ian Taylor will coordinate the project and is the producer of the recordings. Harvey Community Radio is thankful for the financial support for the project by the Community Broadcasting Foundation and the Shire of Harvey. Welcome to Your Stories, Our Community.
To all our listeners, this is Harvey Community Radio 96.5 FM, and this series is Your Stories, Our Community. My name is Sue, and today I have a guest in the studio. I have Judith Dernan. Welcome, Judith.
Hi, Sue.
Judith, we're just going to have a bit of a chat and find out a bit about your story. It's always interesting to find about someone else's journey. So I just have a couple of questions, and then we'll just go from there, if that's okay.
Yep.
So how long have you been in the Harvey area, and what was your reason for coming here?
Well, my husband and I purchased our block in Harvey over 10 years ago with a view to getting out of the city. And that's what we did. Yep. And we've built our house out here about 2.5 years ago. And that's where we are, and we're very happy.
Very happy. That's great. So what about telling us a little bit about yourself and maybe your growing up story?
Yes. Well, I'm married with two boys and fast approaching the 70-year age bracket.
Brilliant.
Now retired from the paid workforce, I'm enjoying volunteering and spending time with my family. I'm a seriously passionate person about the environment, don't have much time for politics or religion, and live my life a day at a time.
Well done.
I have loving parents who provided us with the necessities of life, albeit pretty tough at sometimes, as, you know, we've all back in those days with the depression and things like that. So we've moved on since then. I had the most wonderful mum that any child could want. I got up to mischief with my three brothers.
Led you astray.
Yes, they did. Played sport and watched my brothers play sports as well. We all got reasonably good jobs, tradies and all sorts of other things that we've shared throughout our family, and furthered my education, enjoyed my life pretty much well.
Oh, well done. Well, that was a great roundup. So what are the things about the Harvey area that you really think are special to you? Obviously, speaking about the environment, but yeah, what are the things in the Harvey area?
Well, it is. The environment is important, but that's because it's being close to beautiful places. Like Harvey to me is like the central point, and then you can go out from
Absolutely. Here,
go to Bunbury, go down the south. We're not far from Perth. I mean, actually, we've got it all, really, haven't we?
Totally.
And the facilities and conditions and things in Harvey are just second to none, I just think.
Sounds like you picked the right place then, Judith.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
We often say Harvey isn't the centre of the universe, but it's a lovely place to pop off and see the rest of the world and come back to.
So. Absolutely.
So what are the things in life that you enjoy doing the most?
Well, obviously, I've got some grandchildren now, which are pretty... have made a very big difference to our lives. So catching up with my family and friends, which includes my pets.
Okay.
And volunteering. I really enjoy volunteering. Listening to music. I enjoy gardening, growing my own food, those sorts of things. Watching movies when I'm too tired to do things where I've got to use a brain, which I don't know that I've got, but I think it's there somewhere. TV shows, docos and all those sorts of things. So, yeah, pretty simple life.
And you are very involved in the community, aren't you?
Yeah.
Are you going to touch on that or are you...
Oh, well, you know, yeah, no, not really. No, I'm just happy to do the things I do. I'm sort of involved with Lions and the Community Resource Centre and those sort of things, and, of course, the radio station as well. So
great asset.
I'm kept pretty busy with those things.
That's wonderful. So before COVID-19, do you think there were some things that you possibly took for granted?
Yeah, there probably was. But if you want me to tell you what they are, I don't know. But I think we often take things for granted without even thinking about it. So
it just changes your outlook rather than for anything specific. Okay, yeah, that's great. What were the most challenging things for you during the last 2 years of COVID-19?
Well, to be honest with you, Sue, I didn't feel challenged at all. The things that were different was I wasn't able to do my volunteering stuff in the capacity that I was. And then when we sort of got back on deck again, it was quite difficult to try and get back into all that again. Mm, so yeah. I suppose that was the challenge, getting back in there. And
I think that's the thing, isn't it? You fit it all in, and then when your routine got changed, it's hard to realise how you had time for all of that.
I know. You sort of pinch yourself and say, was I really doing that? Well, maybe.
Oh, that's right. Can you think of any highlights for you during that period of time? Anything?
No, not really. No. No, there wasn't really many highlights. So
it's not a trick question, but I think some people found the time to step back probably a positive thing, but not everyone. So did you or any of your family members suffer directly from COVID-19, and what was that experience like?
Yeah. Well, first of all, My husband and my younger son, who lives with us, they got COVID, but was so negligible you couldn't even notice. We only sort of knew because they did the test, and so the effects for us were minimal. My husband and I did get it a bit later, and we certainly were a lot more unhealthy during that period. But really, the effect on us was quite minimal, so we were very fortunate.
Yeah, so when you think about other health conditions and you compare it to that, you feel like you came out of it reasonably unscathed.
Yeah,
okay.
That's for sure.
So apart from the direct effects of COVID-19, have you or someone that you know had other effects such as feeling lonely or feeling of isolation at all?
Not that I know of, and those sort of things are possibly in conversation, and when you are volunteering, you're meeting a whole range of different people, but those particular issues weren't something that was prominent for me when I was, frequenting with other people.
Right. So, Judith, I've just realised we were meant to pop in a song there during that break. I'm just wondering, we asked if you had a particular song that you'd like to choose. And you've chosen a song by Grinspoon, is that right?
Yeah, Chemical Heart. And that's because I hadn't heard that song before, and my young fella, we listen to a lot of music, and he put it on, and it really, I don't know whether it was the tune, whatever it was, it really appealed to me. And then the songs is about sort of drug-related things, and then I found that the lead singer to that band certainly has real problems with drug addiction and things like that. So it sort of was quite, I don't know, just sort of, oh, there's this song, there's this young man, here we are going around with the drug thing again. Yeah. But the music is great. So it was refreshing that this young man, who obviously has problems, was able to sing a song and produce it and get it out there. And I just thought it was great.
That's fantastic. It resonated with you, obviously. So we're going to have that song now, and then we'll continue on just after that. So, okay, here it is.
Some
do you think are the main things that have changed for you over the last two COVID-19 years, Judith?
Well, very little. The changes to us particularly have been, I wouldn't have even noticed. So, like I said, we were really fortunate. We weren't touched by health issues because of COVID. And basically life sort of went on, except it was a bit quieter.
Yeah.
It wasn't so involved in the community and that sort of thing. So we did our own little lot.
Yeah. And I suppose if you weren't going to be travelling or doing things, none of those restrictions really made an impact on you? Yeah.
No.
And were you restricted from seeing family at all, or just because they're local, not really a problem?
No, it wasn't really a problem. No, we were quite lucky really. So, you know, we weren't allowed to go away, but, you know, when we spoke to the kids, we could do that on the phone and you could still see them and everything. So I think if technology hadn't got to that place, it would have been a very different story, well, I think.
That's true. We often say that, don't we? That because you can see people and you get a better idea rather than just having, you know, the odd phone call. So it definitely was a lifeline for a lot of people, wasn't it?
Oh, so, I'm sure. And it certainly made things more enjoyable for us as well.
And do you think being on your property allowed you to have that feeling that you weren't enclosed, you had space and you had gardening and, you know, you could
absolutely
get out?
Absolutely, yeah. For someone who might be stuck in the burbs or in town and they've got very little, you know, sort of happening in their life, I imagine that it would not have been much fun.
No, that's right. It's a network of people that then obviously people needed that, whether they didn't have family, that the community would step up and, you know, help out with that sort of thing. So, yeah, so considering what's important to you, you know, have you or any of your priorities changed during the last 2 years? And, you know, what would they include now, you know, with the priorities for ongoing or just day-to-day life?
Well, our priorities in terms of our son that doesn't live with us, because they now have produced beautiful offspring. So one of the priorities is trying to spend as much time with the grandchildren as possible. I'm not sure when the other one will be having kids because he hasn't got a partner at the moment, so that's going to be a bit difficult. But anyway, one lives in hope.
Yes. So they're only young, the grandchildren?
Yeah, the little tackers. So our granddaughter's coming up for 3 and the grandson's coming up for 2. So
that's a lovely age. Do they come down and enjoy Harvey?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's wonderful. And having them down here and it's just good, and we've all got dogs and things, and so it's this big family thing, and it's just really cruisy and laid back. But you know what? What else is there in life?
Well, that's the important. People strive to get that, Judith. Mm. It sounds like you've already achieved it here. What do you think has changed in the Harvey area, and I guess society in general, during the last 2 years of COVID-19?
Well, for me, I don't know that much has changed at all. I'm sure there is lots of things happening, but I'm a bit of a, I'm sort of in the moment person. So I just take my day as it comes and all those sorts of things. So there may be some changes that I'm not aware of, but in my little lot, I wouldn't say that there's been great changes that I've noticed in town or around.
So it sounds to me like having the attitude that you have just generally to life has been something that's really helped you through a difficult time. You know, you've managed to look at the bright side, a glass half full person, I would say, are you?
Yeah, I think that might describe me aptly.
Yes. So what do you think has changed in the... I've asked that question, so we won't ask that one again. You've just... Do you think we are more resilient society now than we were before COVID-19?
Well, I thought about this question and I thought, yes, we are resilient, but as time's gone on, I think that resilience isn't as prominent as... I mean, people sort of got on with what was happening with COVID and everything, and I would call that resilience. But since then, lots of things have happened. The world's a very different place, and COVID was just part of that different place. So, yes, there was resilience, but I don't know that that is always the case for everyone. And in fact, some of that resilience may have, how would you put it, faltered a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I think we are we're quite a forgetful people overall, aren't we? Like, we think something that at the time is very important and we'll never forget and we will never change. And I remember at the time we used to come in and put your shopping on the bench and go and wash your hands and you never touched your face. There were so many things we just thought, wow, I think we'll always do this. This will just become part of life. And soon I was only watching breakfast TV yesterday, ABC, and they were passing around a plate of food for them all to share the food. And I suddenly thought, wow, that does seem normal, but it didn't.
No.
It was not normal. They weren't even sitting close enough to pass the plate. So, you know, and that's only a small scale. But I think you're right. The resilience was definitely there when it was needed, whether it continues on. And, you know, and that's interesting that you've noted that.
So, and that's sort of gone back to that previous question about has much changed. Well, it probably has. The changes came with COVID and then we dealt with it and we all did those sort of things and we kept doing them. And then as time's gone on, we've moved away from that.
Well, we probably haven't had that resilience tested yet.
Yes.
So we won't really know it, I guess, until something happens and we have to put in place again that sort of resilience to be able to deal with things that aren't just normal day, you know, jolly life, I guess.
Yeah. So, but human beings, you know, when it comes to resilience, and can be pretty remarkable. I mean, you know, and some people are better than others, and that's why we need our community to be strong.
Yes.
So that when somebody hasn't got that resilience, they've got someone around them who has and is able to give them support for whatever their needs might be.
And I think because we both seem to be on the same page where we've had a very fortunate journey through this, and but recognising it's not like that for everyone. And some people already were having a tricky journey and COVID on top of that. And whilst COVID is no longer an issue, they're still having a tricky journey, and that resilience may be something that has been built. But like you say, in your community work, you recognise you're out there to give over some of the positives that you have to see what you can share, and you seem to be doing a great job for that.
Don't know about a great job, but, we've got to hang in there.
Yeah, and as a group. It's not any individual, is it? It's as a group. So,
What's that saying? There's no I in we. Someone told me that the other day and I thought, I really like that.
That is good. Yeah. That's very good. So based on your last 2-year experience of COVID, are you optimistic for the future? And like, what are some of the hopes and dreams specific to you, I guess, in the coming years?
Yes, I am optimistic with the future. And I was just saying to you earlier about the fact that I don't listen to the news and I don't read the newspaper, and I seem to tend to keep myself in amongst. One thing that I said to my youngest son, he said, oh, Mum, you know, the world, blah, blah, blah. And I say to him, look, love, all you got to do is just frequent with people who are like-minded, that you think the same way, that there is people out there that are probably not that nice to be around. So you just focus on the things that are good in your life, and everything should be fine. You know, that's not really true, but it is, because you are your own destiny, really.
Well, I think what you're saying is a little bit more complex than that, but that's a great way to start out your day, I think, and protect yourself.
Yeah. And don't let let it get you down. And that's why we need to have community support. That's why we need to have people who have got, who are able to cope with those things better than some other people. So, I think it's important that we just keep doing that, and giving those seeds to people who are feeling down or whatever. I don't think I'm ever going to get out of this place, and give them options.
It is quite contagious. It sounds, I can hear it in your voice. So I'm sure that people, you're one of those people that people enjoy to be with, and are it brushes off when you have that positive nature. And you know, you're not denying the fact that times can be tough, and had tough times, but you have managed to draw from something within yourself, and just sometimes you've got to fake it till you make it, I think.
I like that. That's exactly what it is.
Not continually. You've got to ask for support when you need it, but certainly just to help you through. So in the coming years, just the same what you're doing, do you think? You know, you're pretty much in your place at the moment. You're going to stay where you are and, you know, just...
I can't see us doing... Oh, well, we've actually thought we might rekindle the caravan and get out there a bit more. So good. That'll be good.
That'll be a good job. We're looking at doing the same thing. So
yeah. Well, no time like the present, Sue.
That's true. So thank you, Judith, for sharing your story on Your Stories, Our Community on Harvey Community Radio 96.5 FM. We all know it's your town talking, so we really appreciate your time and also your insight. Thank you. I really appreciate it, and I'm sure we could go on for a bit longer. So, but we've got another song that we're going to finish with that we can enjoy. What was your next song that you've chosen?
Well, the next one is a song that I knew from John Farnham singing it, which was, it's called One, and it's One is the Loneliest Number. Yeah. I think you might recall this
definitely.
One.
Definitely. Straight away, it's in my mind. Yeah.
And I think John Farnham is probably one of the most underestimated performers that we have in our midst. And he's just, I had the privilege of taking my mum to see him. She just idolised him. And he was such a showman. And he just tickled me because he was looking at his palm and he said, I just got to tell you, I've got to write the words down now. The old brain's not working like it should do in case I forget the words to songs. But... And then I did a bit of research about the song, and it was actually written by Harry Nilsson. You probably would have heard of him. He's an American writer.
Yes,
and I listened to his performance of that particular song, and nowhere near as good as John's.
I was going to say, what was your preference?
Oh, my goodness, there was no comparison. And then it was also brought out by Three Dog Night. Do you remember them?
Yes, I do remember
them. So their version was a little bit better than Harry's, I think. But he actually wrote it because he rang someone on the phone and he got a busy tone and you got the beep, 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 beep. Well, if you listen to the song when he originally did it, the music portrays that. It was really quite interesting. I thought, well, I know more about that song, but I just love the song. I love the words in it. It's just... the voice is fantastic, but that's one of his songs that I always really warm to. So
you've obviously listened to all three versions of the song.
Yeah.
Are we listening to the John Farnham version?
Yes, please.
We are going to listen to the John Farnham version. So obviously there's a documentary out at the moment following his life as well.
Yeah.
That looks like it'd be really, it seems very humble, but obviously achieved a lot and great love of Australia.
Yeah.
But so we're going to listen now to John Farnham.
One is the Loneliest Number.
Thank you, Judith.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number. You'll never know. Yes, it's the saddest experience you'll ever know. Oh, 'cause one is the loneliest number that you'll ever know. It's just no good anymore since you went away. Now I spend my time making rhymes of yesterday. No good anymore since you went.